You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cardinals baseball today with Jennifer Langosch, our Cardinals reporter. And Jen, hard to believe that 2016 is coming to a close. 2017 is right around the corner. So we're asking you today for some of your memories, both team-wise and from an individual standpoint, from the Cardinals 2016 season. So let's start with the team perspective. Give me one or two games that really stand out to you as ones that were particularly memorable for the Cardinals this past year.
Yeah, it's interesting, Matt, that, you know, this year is the first year in many years that I don't have any October games to necessarily pick from any postseason games, which is an anomaly for this organization. But, you know, I think there's a lot of candidates as you look back to last year. I think about the game in Pittsburgh in June when Adam Wainwright comes off the bench in the 12th inning and hits a game-winning double. The game in July in New York when the Cardinals beat up on Yuri Familia, who hadn't blown a save in over a year. But I think the one game that stands out the most for me came in September in San Francisco, the day after the Cardinals had stunned the Giants in the ninth inning, when Alex Reyes takes the mound on that Sunday afternoon and dazzled with seven shutout innings. And it was, at the time, a very critical game for this team, which was chasing the Giants in the wild card race. And it was really a coming out of sorts for Alex Reyes, who we had been talking about for the last couple of years, the potential, the promise that he offered. And here he was, basically on the biggest of stages, aside from being in the postseason, and showing up in the biggest of ways. And I think it offered Cardinals fans a lot of hope about what Alex Reyes might be for this organization moving forward. And again, at the time, was a very critical win for a team that ended up going down to with the Giants for the final game of the season. So that Sunday in San Francisco was a very special day, and perhaps one that, if we see Reyes take off in 2017, will be a game we look back at to say that's where it started.
And to see a Cardinals rotation with a breakout season from Reyes, and you've got Carlos Martinez doing his thing, Lance Lynn's coming back, let's not forget that, and a Wainwright, if he can get back to the Wainwright of old, that is a dynamite rotation for the Cardinals in 2017. And like you said, Alex Reyes might be the X factor in all of that. Jen, as far as individual performances from this past year, what stands out to you? I know this team hit a ton of home runs. Does that make the list here for you?
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly the home runs. There were the pitch hit moments. This is a very prolific pitch hitting club. But I look at the last week of the season, and two of the most poignant moments, I think you could argue, in baseball all season happened at Busch Stadium. The first being on that Tuesday evening, Aledmys Diaz, who had just been down in Miami, Florida, mourning the loss of his longtime friend, Jose Fernandez, steps up to the plate in his first game back and hits his first career grand slam. And watching him around the bases, be embraced by teammates when he got back to the dugout, touch the Fernandez jersey that the Cardinals had hanging up in the dugout, and then welling up in tears as he stood for a standing ovation. I don't know how anybody in the ballpark that night didn't get goosebumps. It was a special moment for a kid who had been through so much those last couple days, and something that he then dedicated to his late friend. So to me, that is a moment I will never forget. And then a couple days after that, we got another kind of hair-raising moment when we watched Matt Holliday come off the DL, his thumb still healing, the Cardinals wanting to just offer him an opportunity to say goodbye to the fans in St. Louis. And what does he do but hit his first career pitch-hit home run? He, too, hit that home run in tears and followed it up then that weekend with a pitch-hit single, RBI single on Saturday, and then an opportunity on Sunday, which he took left field all by himself to a standing ovation before jogging off the field. So to see Matt Holliday career come to a close in such a storybook way, I mean, I don't think we could have written a better ending to it. It was a great moment, a great weekend for, you know, obviously the Cardinals, though, falling short that weekend in terms of their postseason aspirations. It was a perfect farewell for him and kind of capped a week of very special moments at Busch Stadium.
Jen, do you know if the Cardinals and Yankees perhaps play interleague in 2017 or no?
They do, and actually it's only 2 weeks into the season.
Wow.
That the Cardinals will travel up to Yankee Stadium. So Matt Holliday will not be coming back to Busch next year, but the Cardinals will be seeing their former friend up in New York in early April.
And that'll be special. Would have been more special if the Yankees went to St. Louis, but nonetheless, to have that reunion between Holliday and the Cardinals teammates, former teammates now, which beloved him for so many years, that is certainly going to be a special moment. Jen, our thanks to you as always, and happy holidays and a happy new year to you, and we will talk again in 2017, no question there. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.